What do they need to do to get to a point where they are playing in that game again yesterday?
Well, obviously not lose to the Dolphins, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly. The whole season based on one game. But to me, this, and I just said this, I've said it 100 times already, I think this draft is huge. But the problem is they're not in a position to have a great draft. I have no idea what Belichick's going to be able to do. They lost their number two pick in the Sanu trade.
Yeah.
Just a hideous trade, as it turns out, although we'll see. We'll see. They have no fifth-round pick. That was the Michael Bennett trade.
Yep.
Oops. And they also have no seventh pick. So they're looking at like two of the first 100 picks they have. And they have got to figure out a way to get some young talent here on the cheap and be able to do that. And this, I can't think of a time when the draft was more important than it is for the Patriots this year. So you can save some money, maybe sign a few free agents, but you're not going to get any high-profile people coming in.
No, N'Keal Harry, I got to consider like a start all over again and make him a rookie. Like he's a new guy they're going to add to the team.
Right. Almost like Isaiah Wynn.
As far as I'm concerned, Isaiah Wynn. So in a way, there are two new guys that have been, let's say, have a half year under their belts, and that's going to be good. I still think, and I made this prediction, I've been pretty good in the draft, I think the Patriots are going to pull the trigger and get Jalen Hurts. The quarterback, because I don't think they're going to get anybody else that's going to help them immediately. And that's a perfect first rounder for them. They want a quarterback to replace Tom Brady. It might be a little bit crazy, Brady, but I think that's the way they go.
I just don't believe in Jalen Hurts as a passer.
Right. I understand that. That's fine. I'm not too crazy about him also.
They need to get more explosive. When you boil this down, I think, to its studs, they just weren't explosive. You watch yesterday and you see, okay, the Chiefs, they can score at will. Even when you look at the 49ers offensively, you say, okay, Deebo Samuel, explosive. Kendrick Bourne proved to be explosive. George Kittle, explosive. Mostert, through the hole, explosive. There was always the ability that you were just one play away from something big happening with those teams. For the Patriots, it felt like everything was a grind this year. Everything was, okay, we're going to need a 13-play, 81-yard drive that's going to take 6.5 minutes, and it's going to be death by 1,000 cuts. The Patriots felt like they only had one area of the field where they were explosive this year, and that was defensively. You thought that there was a chance that, okay, pick six or a fumble strip sack is going to happen here. Other than that, they didn't feel explosive in any way.
Where would Kansas City have been if they didn't have to give up Kareem Hunt, too? Yeah. Would they be that much better? I don't know.
More talented.
He was much better for them than he was for, Cleveland. But, yeah, he certainly was gelling with Kansas City.
Another biggie for the Patriots, offseason priorities, is shoring up that offensive line. I mean, and the problem is we don't know what they're going to have. Somebody's going to offer Joe Tooney a boatload of money, and that's going to be a problem because the Patriots probably are not going to be able to match that based on how much they're going to have to give to other guys to create the depth they so badly want. The biggest question of all is David Andrews going to be able to come back from a very serious health situation?
You know what I don't understand is how we can say this every year, no matter what team you root for, if they sign that quarterback, they're going to have to make there's something screwed up that if every team has Seattle with the Russell Wilson and Cowboys with Dak Prescott, we can't give Dak the money. We say this about every team. Aaron Rodgers killed Green Bay because he got all that money. Jimmy G, they were lucky enough as they were bad, so they got Bosa. Well, something screwed up with the money, Brady, is if every quarterback is killing every team as they get the money, we got to give more money out to the other guys. Something's wrong about the system here.
Well, you just get to a point where you end up with four or five players eating up a huge portion of your cap. And that's what you saw happen with the Rams this year, where you have a lot of stars on that team. Now, Goff didn't play as well, but you have star power on that team, Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, et cetera, Todd Gurley. You get too many guys making a bunch of money, so then one of those guys gets hurt, you're screwed. Or everybody's healthy, but the rest of the team isn't able to do anything, and then you're really kind of playing bare bones for the rest of the roster.
There was a talk that they were going to make lower the cap, but take quarterbacks' money out of it. I'm like, that's not a bad idea. I'm like, wow, that could kind of put everything in perspective, but they were worried that the rest of the people would get less money. If they did something, I don't know why you have to go do, all the money BS and stuff like that, but I thought that was a pretty good idea.
As far as the Patriots go, Rich, I think you're right. The draft is hugely important. The other thing I think the Patriots have to do is I think they have to be aggressive in the trade market, because if Brady does come back, and one of his requirements for coming back, he said reportedly, is that he's going to want more weapons around him. So in order for you to get those weapons, I'll sacrifice picks down the line if I have to. If I can get controllable players that I can get now to help me now today, I'm not as worried about drafts 2-3 years down the line. I'll start to sacrifice some of that to try to win with Tom Brady again. And also, they're going to have to hit on some of these reclamation projects they haven't hit on in years past, Demaryius Thomas, et cetera. Like if A.J. Green gets cut from Cincinnati, they need to get him and they need him to work out. Greg Olsen just got cut. If he decides to keep playing football, then maybe they go get him to help the tight end situation.
Did you hear what he said about going to the Patriots?
He said they're trying to get Gronk back.
Yeah, he said, I'm third in line. They're going for Gronk first. Then he said there was somebody second. I didn't hear if he mentioned the name.
Bring that
and
on.
Then he said, I'm third.
That'll cure a lot
of
things.
Brett, he was being serious. He was being serious about that.
I've told all along there's a chance Gronk is going to come back next year. But he's not doing anything that would indicate that. But I'm not giving it a 0% shot.